The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The old sales approaches just aren't working anymore. It's time for a new way of thinking about your sales game. Welcome to Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Down with Malcolm Evans, the Sales Accent Guy. Sales can be a tough world where rejection is part of the day-to-day. Your customers are doing the research to save a dollar. Do you still stand out as the best choice? You will soon. Here's your host, Malcolm Evans.
And a very, very good afternoon or good morning, depending on which part of the world you are. My name is Malcolm Evans, and for those of you who follow me on social media, Twitter, I am the Sales Accent Guy. It's a silly name, but I'm proud to be in sales, and I have an accent, but that makes me the Sales Accent Guy. I've said in previous shows that I get a very good feeling about 2015. But a big part of what this year is going to be is what you choose you want it to be. You can keep doing what you did last year, or you can choose to try new things when you see them. But then keep trying them until you see the success. So some of the things that we've been speaking about over this last couple of weeks, and in doing my prep, I always look at what I've already got in my head and some of the things I believe. What books I have in my library and what I'm looking at Amazon, and what I'm currently going through in building my own business. Now, the flow over the weeks is to build up almost a program that you could start at week one and listen to the shows, look at my recommended reading on my website, and you will have a roadmap that will take you from starting out in sales or starting your new business and to week 13, where we've got some great things lined up for you over the coming weeks. Today is one of those great things that I've been talking about over this last couple of weeks. You can download the podcast, start at number one. They're available in iTunes and Stitcher. Now, I've spoken over the weeks with some real experts that I know in fields of motivation, understanding customers, starting a business. We had Melinda Emerson on the other week, creating a brand, personal branding. Last week, we covered the topic of video content in your marketing mix and why it's becoming so important. Josh Rosenbaum gave us his insights and the benefit of his years of experience. Now, weeks back, we spoke with an image consultant, Sylvie DeGusto, about managing your own individual appearance, what you say, how you behave, and how you project this image. Now, today's show, we're going to start building on top of that, but it's going to get down a little bit, you know, closer to the bone here. We're going to talk a bit about networking for business and networking as an individual. So it's your appearance, what you do, your behavior that makes you attractive to other people. Now, the reason behind this show is I have a mission to get out and share my message. You'll hear an advert at the break. It's for a product called Accentuate. They are the sponsors of the show, and it couldn't be more appropriate for today's topic. Now, it's a relationship-building application that's built specifically for this purpose, and it provides a simple process and structure that's tailor-made and perfect for salespeople. It puts the right messaging and tools to use at each stage of a relationship. Now, this relationship-building skill is so often overlooked, especially today when we've got different ages in the workforce. We've got everyone from millennials to baby boomers. And then when we introduce different cultures, not everybody has the wherewithal to navigate this without making some boo-boos. Later on, I'm going to actually share a link which I saw on something that is so important but so often overlooked, and that's business card etiquette. You know, we're bumping into people from different parts of the world all the time, and a simple thing, a simple faux pas can set the course for our ongoing relationship, how we start it. Now, accentuate is simple to use, and over this next hour, you'll hear it referred to, and at the end of the call, I'll give out a code where you can just go off and try it for yourself. You'll see how it works. Now, I'm going to start to shut up, as I say each week, and I have a very, very great pleasure to introduce a good friend of mine, Jennifer Glucko. And Jennifer is based in New York City. As soon as I can get my computer to wake up, I'm going to... seems we died. I'm going to have to do it from memory. Jen, I think we're having a good old technical problem here.
Hi, Malcolm.
you're joining us all the way from New York City.
That's
and
right.
I had this great intro planned. I've got music and everything lined up, and you know, the technology stuff has bitten me a little bit, but not to worry. I'll go a lot with stuff from my
intro.
Okay. You know, Jen, you originally grew up in New York City. You went to school up in the Northeast. So this gives you an interesting sort of perspective, a rare combination that's really, people have said this is positioning you for the next thing in sales. You're very astute in business. You went to I think it was the Olin School of Business in Washington.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And as your career went on, you, like me, found a calling, found something that really excited you, and that was getting into the world of training and coaching sales teams. Now, Jen, your website, which I wish I'd thought of this earlier, I would have definitely grabbed the name, Sales Generators. Now, we'll give this out, and I think it's straightforward, www.salesgenerators.com?
Yes.
For anyone listening, go check this out. And if you don't have some fun looking at Jen's pictures of her dressed up as a boxer, she means business, okay? She means business. Okay. Jen, over to you. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Cool. Thank you for having me on the show, Malcolm. I'm glad to be here. And my website is currently www.salesgenerators.com. However, I'm rebranding it to salesinanewyorkminute.com because the fact that I'm from New York is pretty major. And, you know, business is done here so differently than anywhere else in the country, really. You know, people are faster, they're more direct. You're expected to give value right away in order to stand out. People are rushing, going back-to-back meetings. You know, I'll get in a meeting in New York, and you sit down, and it's like, okay, let's start the meeting. There's no, it's not a place where people usually chit-chat and be social because they don't have time, not because they're not friendly, but because they're rushing to the next thing. And with anywhere else in the country, it's more of a friendly sit down. And so, you know, Sales in a New York Minute is the new website to check out.
Okay, and I think that's your mantra going forward, and your tagline is if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, and that's what you do. You show people how to get ready for anywhere.
That's right. If you can make sales in New York, you can make sales anywhere. I mean, you pick up the phone or you stop in someone's office and they'll slam the door on you here. And, you know, I know in other parts of the country where I've done business, they'll welcome you right in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in New York too, though, people crave that connection. They still want to have that relationship, and they crave that face-to-face connection. And that's why networking, I have found, is so important.
Yeah. Now, why would you say that, you know, we've heard some of this stuff before, but now why would you say your particular messages stick in?
Why do my messages stick in?
Yeah.
Well, I offer value.
Mm-hmm.
I show up to a customer and I offer them help in some way, whether it be free advice, free tips on how to improve whatever it is that they're working on. I try to lead with humor and be funny, and they enjoy making that connection. They look forward to that cup of coffee or that lunch.
And, you know, that's such an important point. You know, we get down, I think I read it or absorbed it somewhere, that more than 50% of everything in America is sold by referral. And it's sold because of a connection between two people where some trust has been established. Now, you know, when we get back to looking at sales, this is all about a meeting of the minds. This is about doing business with people that you like and you trust. So, mm-hmm. You know, when you say about that, you know, they look forward to you turning up and having a chat over coffee, you know, that's really, it says to me that some things have gone before that, you've proven your value, and now we're over that. Now we're into the relationship. You know, the selling part, that's not coming into it.
Yeah, you have to really prove your value first. And you're right. People buy from people they know, like, and trust. Everyone's heard that before, and mm-hmm. It's so true. And with today's age, everything's online, right? There's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and everyone's connecting in this virtual world online, and it's great. It's the way that business is being conducted, but there's still a real value in networking face-to-face and meeting people face-to-face.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, this has been around for a while, but it seems to be sort of coming back into not so much vogue, but people are now appreciating that they need to be doing these things and they need to be good at it. You know, there's a lot of competition out there. There's a lot of distraction, and there's always a danger of your message just being commoditized. You know, we can get hold of stuff so quickly. If I need something, I can go to YouTube, or I need something, I can go to Amazon. I almost don't have to think too much about that.
Yep.
You know? So, you know, that commoditized part of it is something that is a challenge to get through. Now, we're going up to a short break in a couple of moments. You'll hear the words, as I mentioned, about accentuate. When we come back, we're going to start the conversation about why it's important to begin your networking and some of the things that you should be doing going forward. And we'll cover this now over the remainder of the show. So stick with us, and I'll hand you back to the station.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Ever heard this from your sales team?
The customer has not replied to my email.
Individuals, corporations, or national teams in multi-level marketing, stop taking chances in the inbox. Accentuate is an easy-to-use, quick-to-learn, self-marketing game changer built with your sales needs in mind. It'll help you stand out, get noticed, close deals, and more quickly build relationships. Stunning emails and newsletters built and delivered in moments. Track who opened them, and then see what links were clicked or which file was downloaded. Say thanks. Send a personalized gift card right from your desk. Don't let your team rely on the same tools from the 90s that your worst competitor uses or some system that an intern built. Accentuate is your new secret weapon in the inbox wars. Stand out, get noticed, and be remembered. Get your emails opened first. Users love it. So do customers. It is quick to set up and no contract is required. See for yourself. Take the 30-day risk-free trial. Visit Accentuate.com. Accentuate your brand and message right to the customer's inbox. Accentuate.com.
follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Down. To reach Malcolm Evans or his guest today, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to malcolm@accentuate.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back. It is me, Malcolm Evans, the Sales Accent Guy. And today's topic, we're talking about the importance of networking. The importance of networking not only in business, but personally. Why it's good for you, why it's good for growth on both accounts. I'm joined by Jennifer Gluckow, all the way from the Big Apple. And Jen, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Now, I think I put something out on Twitter last night that, we're going to be joined by the New York networking queen. So I'm not sure whether you prefer to, you object to that handle, but I view you as that. You know, you're my person in New York that can make it happen, and in a New York minute as well. Now, when did you realize that, for yourself, that this was an important thing, to use your time at?
Yeah. About a year and a half ago, on almost a fluke, a guy I met playing tennis invited me to check out his networking group. He said, "Hey, you're in sales. I'm in sales. I get a lot of sales every week from this group, and you should check it out." And he had been asking me to check it out for he was so persistent, 6 to 9 months. And I said, I don't know. And then finally I said, what's holding me back? Let me just go see what this thing is about. And I walked into this meeting not knowing at all what to expect. And there was a buzz coming from all the members in the group. Everyone was talking, high energy. It was 6:45 in the morning. Okay, 6:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, what just hit me in the face? This is the most amazing thing that I've walked into, because the room was on fire. I mean, everyone was excited to be there and happy to be there. And as I started talking to the members, I realized they're all entrepreneurs or top salespeople. And they're all there because the group is helping them make money through word of mouth referrals. Mm-hmm. And the group is helping them in other ways too. I mean, when I submitted an application the very same day, it was just that amazing. I couldn't walk away from it without having to be a member. And the room was filled with one of the key things that is incredibly important when you're looking at networking is who's going to be in the room. If it's a bunch of losers, you don't want to be there. Right, but I could tell that this was a bunch of winners, and this was a bunch of people that I wanted to surround myself by. And in addition to business, which I got from the group, I also realized that the more I contributed as a leader in the group, the more relationships I would make and the better referrals I would get and the better advice I would get. So there were people in the group that I had access to ask questions and get advice from that I never would have otherwise been able to do so. And there's so many people out there, maybe some of our listeners, who are reluctant to go to a networking group just like I was, right? And just put it off and thought, well, what will I get from it? And the value is there if you find the right people. But it's all about the people. And I have a targeting strategy that I can talk about.
Okay. You know, and this is such an important point that I meet so many people in sales, and people have bragged to me that they don't do things like this because of the products they have sell themselves. And I always think of I bought a new car earlier in the year or last year, and I went along to the dealership. Now, we know that 95% of inbound stuff it could result in a sale, 95% of cold calls, and that's a bit of a different story. So I was compelled, and I was interested. So when did I want to drive the car? I couldn't stop the guy from talking. And I said, look, please, just shush. Let me think about this when I'm driving. I want to get a good feel for it. And anyway, I'd made my mind up. But when I said to him afterwards, I said, well, do you spend a lot of time? Do they provide sales training? Of course, I'm thinking of business and stuff like that. No, business is too good. Business is great. We don't have to worry about the future. It's here. Now, well, as we know, stuff changes. Now, as soon as they get that big fat button on the internet that says buy here, I think a lot of people in dealerships are going to be a little bit sort of woken up. Now, I start to, single
you're
nose.
You're out of a job. Minute someone goes in and inserts the click here to buy now button or the buy now button, every car salesman in America or a woman is going to be out of a job, and you're going to have kids who can barely drive delivering the cars, but they're good with technology and they'll be showing you all the new technology in your car.
And I couldn't agree more. We're drinking from the same cup in this, but there's so many people out there that I come across that are in denial almost about this.
Oh yeah.
So we can only encourage that. Get out there, learn about this stuff. And just keep your eyes open in general about changes in the world. Anyway, getting into the networking topic. Mentally, when I think of it, is this a social thing or is this business? Then if it's business, when I go to it, I segment the people in the room into two classifications. The ones that I could view as customers, and the ones that I could view as referrals. They are maybe going to introduce me to other people because I've delivered some value in their eyes and I'm not seen as a risk to a relationship that they may have. Now, would you agree that that's, what it's all about, the risk?
The risk in
providing a referral.
There is a risk because your name's on the line. Right. So if you're making an introduction, you want to make sure you're making an introduction to someone who you believe can offer good work.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you went to your first meeting and then you started to learn. What are some of the things that you picked up along the way that you could share with us?
Well, the biggest thing I learned, which I'm actually writing a book about networking that will be released this year.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing I learned is networking is not about numbers. Contrary to popular belief, it's not about meeting the most people. Many people think, okay, you walk into a room, it's a room full of people, and as a salesperson or entrepreneur, you want to make as many connections as you possibly can. But that's totally incorrect. What you want to do is target the right people at the right events. So what I do is I pre-select 3 or 4 targets who can make the most impact to my sales, my connections, my career, and I make certain that I'm investing my time networking with them. So when I run a weekly meeting in New York City, and anyone who's in the New York area is welcome to contact me to join. And when I see the visitor list, I look at that list and think to myself, who's going to be the best people? There's a limited amount of time to talk in the meeting with and actually network with other people. Who are going to be the people that I want to establish rapport with so that the takeaway is let's go grab a cup of coffee and continue to build on our relationship? And what I see networking as is networking is about targeting. It's not about numbers. It's about targeting the right people at the right events, making connection, building rapport, creating relationship opportunities, and that all turns into sales.
Mm. So what I hear there is that if you were working in a specific industry, you look for meetings, you look for events that are going on that are aligned with that industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And you can even look for meetings or events that are not aligned with that industry, but that have a diverse group of people in it who all may know people in your industry and be able to make those connections for you.
Yeah, in getting to the right person, there may be a couple of steps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, now, I think that, where are your favorite places to go? Is it at the meeting or, arranged business events or trade shows? Which are the most effective ones for you?
So I could list about 30 different places to network. And in my book, I do list 30 different places to network. I'm the president and founder of a B&I networking group at Meeks Weekly. It is one of my favorites because while some people may have an issue with the weekly meeting, the weekly meeting is actually a good thing because you're in front of people who are helping you with word of mouth referrals on a weekly basis. And they have created a structure that has made it the most successful networking organization in the world. I mean, they have 170,000 members in over 65 countries who have passed millions of referrals that translate into billions of dollars of business. I mean, for people who say that networking doesn't work, you got to just look at the stats and read the hard facts because it obviously does. But what I like to do is not just attend pre-selected networking events and arrange a networking calendar so that I know who I'm going to see and when, because I want to make sure to see my referral partners on a consistent basis. I like to network everywhere and anywhere. And most recently, I was with someone I work with, Helen, at Magency. They do event training apps. And we were on a plane flying back from an event, and she had told me how she makes friends with every person she meets on an airplane. And I turned to the person in our row, and I said, "I don't know you yet, but you're about to be our friend." And she was like, "Who is this creep? Like, what's going on?" And no joke, we bonded with her. We built a relationship. I mean, you're in a row for 3 hours with someone. How do you not talk to them? How do you not make a connection? And so Helen is also in my networking group, and we invited her to attend. And lo and behold, a week later, she came, and we had talked about her in the group. And so when she showed up, everyone said, "Oh, you're the plane friend. You're the plane friend." And, she was welcomed with open arms. And now she's visited for a second time. So now I'm seeing her on a consistent basis, and we're talking about doing business together. And, that's how it works. You can meet anyone anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And I can agree with that. I've struck up friendships with people in the line at Starbucks. And Josh, that was on last week, I said that I met him on a plane. Now, the worst thing that can happen is you end up with a new friend.
Exactly.
Okay. And I'm from this collision, and I like to say that, this whole networking thing for business and it's taking a 20-second collision and turning it into a 20-year business-based relationship. And from that collision, your lives will never be the same. And that can be for the good or that can be the bad. But unless you explore what you've got in common, and as I say, the worst thing's going to happen, you're going to end up with a new friend. Okay, we're going into another break in a few moments, and these weeks go by so quickly, and these segments in particular. When we come back, we're going to talk again with Jen about some of her tips on networking. She's going to share some of the things that she's busy with and how you, if you pay attention, can learn how to survive and sell and thrive in New York City. And if you can do it there, where can you do it, Jen?
Anywhere.
Okay. Back to the station.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. Ever heard this from your sales team? "The customer has not replied to my email."
individuals, corporations, or national teams in multi-level marketing, stop taking chances in the inbox. Accentuate is an easy-to-use, quick-to-learn, self-marketing game changer built with your sales needs in mind. It'll help you stand out, get noticed, close deals, and more quickly build relationships. Stunning emails and newsletters built and delivered in moments. Track who opened them and then see what links were clicked or which file was downloaded. Say thanks. Send a personalized gift card right from your desk. Don't let your team rely on the same tools from the 90s that your worst competitor uses or some system that an intern built. Accentuate is your new secret weapon in the inbox wars. Stand out, get noticed, and be remembered. Get your emails opened first. Users love it. So do customers. It is quick to set up and no contract is required. See for yourself. Take the 30-day risk-free trial. Visit Accentuate.com. Accentuate your brand and message right to the customer's inbox. AXENTUATE.com.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Down. To reach Malcolm Evans or his guest today, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to malcolm@accentuate.com. Now, back to the show.
Oh, welcome back. My name is Malcolm Evans. I am the Sales Accent Guy. You'll find me on Twitter at Sales Accent Guy. I'm joined by my guest today, Jennifer Gluckow, and we're talking about networking. Now, Jen, I've always sort of believed that, the most important thing is showing up, actually going and doing it. But what I've observed when I go to networking events over the years, you get almost like three types of people. I'd like to break those out into, say, somebody that's passive. They are approachable, but you have to talk to them first. They don't come out, and they may be the ones that hang around with their friends. Then we've got the proactive networker, somebody that will start to start a conversation. He will go and find the people that he wants, and he will connect the dots. Hey, Jen, do you know Susan, for example, or do you know Helen, and so on. Like maybe Helen was doing on the plane there, connecting to the other lady that was sat there. But then there's the prepared networker, somebody which I put you in that bracket. You've got a plan. It's laser focused, and now you're going to tell us now what you do when you get out there.
Yeah, so first of all, everyone should have a plan. You have to prepare. That is key to networking, is preparation. But before I go into that, I want our listeners to think about where you go every day and ask yourself how many missed engagements and connections are all around you. And then ask yourself, if the opportunity for a connection presented itself, how ready would you be? Are you making the right connections, or are you letting opportunities pass you by? So you can join a networking group, and I encourage you to, and there's tons of places to join, but there's also non-traditional ways to network, and that's what I think a lot of people are really missing out on. So for example, you go to the gym. Are you talking to people at the gym, your local coffee shop? Maybe you take a continuing ed class. I find that education classes are a great place to network. Alumni events, reunions, sporting events. Think about who the person sitting next to you may be, rooting for the same team as you. Why not make a connection? The theater, happy hour, karaoke, vacation, the hair salon. I mean, there's so many places that you go, and I wonder, are you ready to make that connection if the opportunity presents itself, or are you missing out?
Mm-hmm. And then, to your point, and there's other places like, you know, Chamber of Commerce. You know, there's the little networking groups popping up all the time. Even I see, you know, through churches, I see them in my neighborhood. There's a small group that meets every other week. So, sorry, carry on.
So you know, when you decide you want to amplify your business, when you decide you want to make better connections, more connections, and more profits and more sales, and you want to invest time in networking, then you have to figure out a plan. And so I put together a networking calendar that shows me on a month-to-month basis where I'm going to be, who I'm going to see, and how often that's happening. Because I want to make sure that if there are key people that refer me, that I'm seeing them on a consistent basis. The next thing I do is, and that everyone should be doing that's considering a networking group or that is in one, is don't just be a member of the group, be a leader inside the group. As a leader, you're seen as a person who has authority. And if you're a good leader, more people are attracted to you than otherwise if you were just a member who just showed up. And you have to go in with the mentality that the more you give, the more you're going to get. But you can't give expecting to get. You have to give without expectation. I told you how I select my targets before the meeting and I prep, and I think everyone should be doing that. You know, everyone needs to be prepared. It's a business meeting. Don't you prep when you're going into a business meeting? Well, that's what this is. And the last tip is to follow up and follow through. So people think of networking as the end-all be-all, but really it's just the beginning point. Networking leads to sales meetings, leads to coffee meetings, leads to lunch, leads to dinner. It leads to building a relationship. It leads to building referrals, earning testimonials, and more sales. But it's what you do after that makes the difference between time wasted and time invested. And so what are you doing after the networking meeting to follow up, follow through, and stay in touch?
And you know, and identifying the value between you. There's got to be, you know, if it's business, then you know, something that's got to be benefit to both. You know, I was told from an early age in sales not only about the like showing up, but be yourself. Don't try and, you know, be another person and name dropping and things. You know, if you're yourself, you'll soon see whether people gravitate towards you or whether you need to make some changes, like go and read a Dale Carnegie book or something, and you'll modify your behavior. And business cards,
Business cards are real important.
Don't go to the pool without one.
So okay. What are they going to remember you by? What are they going to talk about or save after the event? If you give me a brochure, I'm likely going to throw it away, aren't you?
Yeah, the round file. Yeah,
exactly. But a business card that's cool and stands out is something that's so significant and just overlooked all the time. I get the same looking business card day in, day out, and while I might write down some of the information and I connect with everybody on LinkedIn, I throw out the card. But the cool cards are the ones that I save and share. And that's key. I don't just save them and look at them, but I share them with other people to tell them how good and show them how cool they are. And all of a sudden, their name is being exposed to my network just because I'm showing their card.
Yeah. I was, you know, one thing I'll give out in a little while about the etiquette of business cards, and one thing popped out that I think it was in China or wherever, that having gold on your business card, you know, being it embossed or wherever, it's a lucky thing. It's a good thing to have. It's like having a, you know, 2/8 in your registration plate on your car. and these are small subtleties that we need to be aware of. You know, things I've done over the years have exposed me to many, many cultures. And when I speak to people, they are maybe not as in tune as the importance of some of this. Now, inadvertently, when you're meeting people and possibly being, you know, a little bit forward, you always have to think that, hang on, am I doing something that may be not culturally accepted, or I'm affronting someone's sensibilities, or maybe even insulting them? And that's the last thing you want to do.
Right, right.
Okay, all right. So, right then. We've covered some of the things that we could do. Now, I think you said visit the right groups, understand the goals going in. So you mapped out your plan on your calendar. You know where you're going. You're saying be recognized, and maybe that could be, you know, have a volunteer position within that organization. You know, I always used to, when I was younger, I belonged to a service organization. It's a younger version of Rotary. And the guys there would always say is, make sure you get something on the agenda. Okay? It's you're there for posterity. You're there for history. Okay. So be able to articulate when somebody says to you, well, who are you? What do you do? You know, the old elevator plan, the communication plan. 30 seconds I've got now to demonstrate my value, okay? And people need to practice it. They need to be able to be engaging. So one other thing that you know, you mentioned about being a resource for others. If people value you as a resource, they're most likely to gravitate towards you because they perceive you as of being of value.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And then once you've got that, it's really yours to mess up.
If you offer the value and then you can't keep the relationship, that's a problem, you know? I just want to go a little bit more in depth about what to do outside of and after a meeting, right?
Okay. So we've got about 2 minutes up to the break, so they are all yours.
Oh, great. So first of all, as I mentioned before, the relationship that you make in a 30-minute or an hour networking meeting is just the beginning. You need to meet with these people who you want to build relationships with outside of the meeting. And you need to show a genuine interest in what they do and give advice and offer help. But take notes, right? Show that you're actively listening. And one of the things I've noticed is a lot of people out there make promises. And then they never carry out their promise. And it's so important, especially in a small town or, you know, or a networking world where everyone talks and your reputation is your name, right? So you need to keep your word. Always do what you say you'll do. And
sorry, go on.
Those are just two of the things that I like to do afterwards. I know that we're coming up on the break. Mm-hmm. But those are two key things that have to occur in order to really build your reputation in a networking group.
Yeah,
and do what you say you'll do.
I put something out on a blog the other week about is your networking not working for you? And I went to an event and I met somebody that was called, I'm not sure, like, you know, networking goddess or guru-ess or something, professed to be the best networker in the world. So we did the niceties and had it, you know, agreed to follow up. That was a month ago. I'm still waiting. So, and I still got the card.
Don't hold your breath, Malcolm.
No, and I, you know, and it, I'm thinking, was it me? Was I, you know, was I not interested? Was there something that I could have done better?
I hope they're listening right now.
Yeah.
Well, you should just call out everyone who doesn't follow up on that.
Well, that's not good. Not good practice, because in sales we deal in two things. We deal in ideas and we deal in credibility, and our reputation is what we have to stand or fall by. Okay, we're going back for the final advertisement, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes, and we'll talk about some of the things not to do.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
Ever heard this from your sales team?
The customer has not replied to my email.
Individuals, corporations, or national teams in multi-level marketing, stop taking chances in the inbox. Accentuate is an easy-to-use, quick-to-learn, self-marketing game-changer built with your sales needs in mind. It'll help you stand out, get noticed, close deals, and more quickly build relationships. Stunning emails and newsletters built and delivered in moments. Track who opened them, and then see what links were clicked or which file was downloaded. Say thanks. Send a personalized gift card right from your desk. Don't let your team rely on the same tools from the 90s that your worst competitor uses or some system that an intern built. Accentuate is your new secret weapon in the inbox wars. Stand out, get noticed, and be remembered. Get your emails opened first. Users love it. So do customers. It is quick to set up and no contract is required. See for yourself. Take the 30-day risk-free trial. Visit Accentuate.com. Accentuate your brand and message right to the customer's inbox. Accentuate.com.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Down. To reach Malcolm Evans or his guest today, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to malcolm@accentuate.com. Now, back to the show.
And good afternoon. I am joined by my guest today, Jennifer Gluckow, and she's been sharing with us some of the her tips and perspective on networking in a New York minute. Jen, are you still there?
I'm here. Those ads were way longer than a New York minute. I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll have to work on that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. All right, so before the break, we spoke about, you shared with us some of the things you do, some of the things you're working on, some of your recommendations. Do you have any recommendations about the things that you shouldn't do, or, you know, any horror stories you can share with us?
Horror stories are always the most fun, aren't they? It was, I would say, week one or two, probably the second week of launching my networking group in New York City, and someone who I had met, actually, I invited everyone I knew to just come visit and check it out. And someone I had met came in, and he came about 45 minutes late. He looked like he hadn't slept in days. He was wearing a little bit torn up clothes. I met this person in a different environment, and he was wearing a suit and looked all professional. And all of a sudden, he came looking like a homeless man to this networking meeting, and I was like afraid to let him in. And, and we were just going through the list today. I was reminded of him, and we were talking about, you know, some of the previous visitors and how we've had other than that, you know, these just really amazing visitors come through our meeting. And I thought, wow, way to ruin a reputation in just 5 seconds, literally. You show, like, why, if you're going to be 45 minutes late, you have to ask yourself whether or not it's really worth it to show up at all. Maybe you show up the next time instead. Because showing up late is disrespectful and, you know, doesn't really make the greatest impression. And then your look is so important. It's the first thing people see. It's your first impression. And other than your online impression, right? Other than what people gain from Googling you and finding you on Twitter. By the way, I'm at Jen in a New York Minute on Twitter. It's NY, not New York spelled out, but at Jen in a New York Minute. And, you know, people are searching for you, and what are they finding? And that's really, really key. But, you know, the secrets to networking, your mom taught you the secrets when you were growing up, right? Smile, be nice to people, make friends. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. Don't slur your words. Stand up straight. Be confident. Look people in the eye. Remember your manners. Eat with your mouth closed. you know, my mom taught me growing up, if you don't ask, you don't get. Ironically, she taught me that for the holidays.
I've been around a lot of salesmen over the years. You just mentioned a whole list of, and I could put somebody's face that lined up with each one of those. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. So time is going to run away with us. You mentioned earlier that you're committing your advice into a book. Any idea on a title or when you think it'll be ready?
The Power of Targeted Networking will be released in just a few months, and you can find out more information if you follow me on Twitter at Jen in a NY minute, or sign up for my newsletter on my website, salesinanewyorkminute.com. And, you know, the book's going to be great because it's going to be everything you need to know to make connections and gain more business, right? Mm-hmm. So it's knowing the where of networking has limited power. It's until you execute the how and connect with the who that's going to make you profit and more sales.
Okay, so we'll just encapsulate a couple of things. A calendar, a plan, appearance, and business cards. Okay, if there's four takeaways I'm getting from this, that's what I need to
have
insight.
I'm going to add one more. And that's follow up and follow through. And if you check out Accentuate, which I know is your private brand, Accentuate will help you stand out and follow up in a way that no one else is doing. It's pretty incredible. So everyone gets that plain old black and white email, Outlook email, that drowns in a sea of other emails in your inbox. But when you use Accentuate, it helps you offer targeted messages with branding and really great images that capture attention. I use it personally, and it captures attention for everyone that you're sending it to. And I have, with my networking group, I find it so important to stand out. And in the business world, it's so important to stand out because these days everyone is sending something via email, and Accentuate is definitely a way to make that happen.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. One thing that I want to give out is that on the topic of business card etiquette, as simple as it is, if you text 313131 and put in the word accent, you'll receive a link, and it'll take you to something that I found on the web. Over the years, I've studied these things and watched it happen. And one thing I can say, if you're dealing with people, from China or Asia, please just hold the card in two hands, give yours out with two hands, receive theirs with two hands, and examine it. So often we just stick it in our pockets, and people from other countries think that we have no culture, and that isn't quite right. Okay, so that's one little bit that I'm going to put out there for today. So we'll be able to find you on your website, and I encourage everybody to go check it out and have a look at how serious Jen is. She does her business with boxing gloves on. And what was that site again, Jen?
Salesinanewyorkminute.com.
Okay, all right. Well, things are a little bit slower in the South, but I'm going to take a lot away from this, and I'm going to see whether I can speed up or accelerate my sales funnel here and get it somewhere close to that. It's all about friends. It's all about adding value and just being yourself, I think. That's the important things. Yeah.
Fun. Have fun.
I think that's the word in, and I think that summarizes why people are drawn to you. You make that experience fun, but then there's business on the other side of it. And as Jeffrey Gittimer said the other week, you know, all things being equal, people prefer to do business with their friends. And when things are not so equal, they still prefer to do business with their friends. So in business, we don't need more customers. We just need more friends. All right. Okay. Oh, thank you very much for joining us. We'll look forward to your blogs and your tweets and your website and your development and watching your career grow. And I'm now going to hand you back to the station.
Thanks
next
so
week
much,
we'll Next week, we'll be joined by Beth Misner and Stephanie Mellish, and they're going to talk to us about value in society. Beth is the co-founder of Business Network International, so it'll be following on from what we've done this week. Thank you much.
Thanks for listening this week. Join us again for another edition of Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Down with Malcolm Evans, the Sales Accent Guy. We'll be back next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. We'll see you again next week.